The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
ESPN 97.5.
Good name. Totally fits.
A Gal Media Station. KFC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
All right, the countdown to Vegas is just over 24 hours, so let's have some fun today. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on The Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler filling in. I still don't have a good nickname for him, but I will one of these days. Tyler Keuchel. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. You can also text the show, you know the number for that, 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. Don't be. All kinds of ways to listen to the show. Listen to us on 97.5. You can listen to us on 94.1. You can listen on the stream. You can listen on the app. You can watch us on live stream and see our not-so-handsome faces if you wish. And what'd you forget, Barry? Ah. Yeah.
No, don't worry. We're not doing a professional broadcast here.
Just wanders in. He's, like, pointing and stuff. Good and I'm like, Lord. It's like, okay.
What a professional.
I don't do sign language.
What a pro.
What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff like that. What's happening with you, my man?
Mostly stuff today, so I'm ready to talk
stuff.
Some sports.
It's a stuffy day.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny, though. It's like, it has not been a good day. Basically,
it's Tuesday.
A third of my Vegas bankroll is going to have to fix the car.
Oh.
Which I won't get back until tomorrow. And yeah, I remember when I was talking about maybe I'll just get rid of the car and Uber everywhere. There's all these little things you forget about when you think about stuff like that. Like, okay, so I had to Uber down here to the station this afternoon. And it's like, well, I want to go to the gym, but am I really going to take an Uber to the gym? It's only like 2 miles away, but I don't really want to walk around Westheimer. And I wanted to go to Specs and all this. And it's like, yeah, I need my car back.
Yeah.
this Uber life isn't going to cut it for stuff like that. But yeah. But you know what? Doesn't matter. 4 o'clock rolls around. I don't give a bleep about anything except doing
time
a good
to get
show,
to work.
Man. Yeah. Let's have some fun today.
That's all we can do. It's the best we can do.
It is. It is. Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. Can we start with a little football?
Okay.
The Matt Nagy says they'd consider signing Kareem Hunt to the Bears.
It's not surprising.
No, it really isn't. They work together. Now, I'm sure he's facing a suspension.
Yeah.
And probably 6 games. But if you're him, now the reason the Chiefs cut him was because he lied about it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the deal is, listen, I mean, whatever your personal take is on whether this guy's a scumbag or not, I mean, no one's going to argue.
Yeah. But he can still play.
But yeah, the guy, if there's people who think he can still do the job, then I'm all right with him serving the punishment and getting a chance to do the job. I mean, am I going to buy his jersey? No. But
And that's one way fans can voice their displeasure over something like that. Just don't buy the guy's jersey. And or don't buy Bears jerseys if you're that offended
if you're
by
that
it.
Upset.
That's kind of what I did with UH last year. I didn't buy any UH gear. As soon as they got rid of the culprits, I ordered new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm taking to Vegas with me, which I'm very excited about. I didn't realize Patrick Creighton was going with us until I looked at the
what?
Yeah, I looked at the list of you know, all the rooms and stuff, and there's Patrick Creighton. He's apparently on our flight.
Really?
Yeah, you can hear him on Late Hits tonight at 7, by the
way. I'm not sharing a room with Patrick Creighton.
Oh, no, no. Well, do you guys have to share a room on Saturday night?
That is the rumor, that there will be room sharing. Hmm. So the deal is, though, you're not planning on staying Saturday night.
No, I'm coming back Saturday afternoon. Not first thing, though, Saturday morning. I'm not leaving until about 9.
So that would leave myself, Nick Sciarra, and Patrick Creighton. So we would need at least 2 rooms. We can agree right here and now that I would get my own room, right?
Yeah, that's the big dog gets the
I get first choice on my piece of chicken.
Because let's be honest, I love Nick, but he's not going without us.
Right.
Patrick Creighton,
well, we didn't even know he was going.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say you get first choice. I mean I'm kind of biased. I'm team Blitz, but
right.
But we might be able to work that out anyway. We do have friends at MGM. So
that's, yeah.
You know, if it's going to wind up where you have to share a room with Patrick Creighton, I will pull every string I have there. How's that?
Okay.
Mark asked, do you think the Texans have a chance of hiring the Colts O-line coach that was fired today? I thought that was a really interesting move because, you know, Frank Reich inherited him from Josh McDaniels, one of the few hires he made. Guy did a great job, but he wants his own guy in there. And, you know, yeah, I would make that phone call right now, but they seem to love the guy they have for some reason. So.
Kind of, yeah, that's kind of basically what my take on it is. I don't know. I'm always surprised now at the way coaching carousels work. Like every time I think, oh, well, why would they fire that guy? He gets fired. Or why would they bring in someone new? They bring in somebody new.
The guy didn't impress you in a year with what he did that you don't want to keep him?
Yeah, right.
And I know, I get that guys want their own guys, but
That makes sense.
But when you come into a new place, one of the most important things is, even if you don't know the dudes, check out the guys who are there first and see who might fit your program and who might do a good job. And if they do, if they prove themselves to you, just because you want to hire your best friend, you could go backwards from there.
Right.
I'd rather keep the guy. And, yeah, he did a fantastic job. If I were the Texans, I would be on the phone, but they seem to love Devlin. And, you know, that's okay. I know he didn't have any talent to work with, but guy's story of my life. When I first heard you, I didn't like you. And then I listened more, started liking the show, got a promotion at work, and now I'm a Blitzer for life. You got the promotion because you started liking us.
You're welcome.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. 956 says, Sports, hope you're not embarrassed, Fred, but I saw you on the news an hour ago. All jokes aside, props on putting yourself out there. I did a commercial for the Innovative Laser folks.
Oh, look at you.
And I'll show you the before and after on the break. It's noticeable. I'll just say that.
Is it a topless picture?
No, it's not topless. Oh. Yeah, nobody wants to see topless. Stop with that.
I mean, if we were really going to see results, I want to see you topless.
Well, that's not going to happen unless I get really, really drunk in Vegas.
Well, and there's a rumor that there's a commercial that's going to have us in it.
Yeah, that'll be on AT&T Sportsnet.
When is that going
to
start up?
I'll have to ask Brandon, but I saw the commercial. It looks pretty good. So
yeah,
I'm excited about it. Usually what happens with those commercials is I'll get tweets from people at like 1:30 in the morning that they're in the bar and say, hey, I saw you guys on TV.
All right.
It's usually what happens. But yeah, I mean, I know I'm going to be doing a lot more visual stuff. So I've been trying to lose weight for a while, and it's worked really well. I'm going to go back after we get back from Vegas and get some more work done and get some more weight off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm not embarrassed at all. I mean, everybody faces stuff in life. And I think part of what's always made this show fun is we're not afraid to talk about it. And, you know, so that maybe it helps somebody else. 713-780-ESPN. Like, I love what Barry and Joel do with the weight loss challenge every year. So, you know, I mean, I think that's good. That helps people.
Yeah.
And
well, we help people.
Well, I think
probably
I hope so.
More than them.
Well, yeah, but
we just help them with words.
Sometimes.
sometimes.
Right.
I mean, I think our goal is always try to entertain people on the way home, and because we know Houston traffic sucks. And, you know, if you're going to be stuck in traffic, we don't want anybody, you know, going road rage or killing somebody. So I think we stop murder on this show. That's what we do.
That's the idea.
Tyler, appreciate you filling in today in the last couple of days. We will there's a beer in future on me. So
well, I appreciate it.
You want to take Patrick Creighton's seat to Vegas?
I do want to go to Vegas one of these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're nice. In. Sorry, Creighton.
Can you
still have to do his radio show?
Well, can you yell constantly? That's what we need you to do.
I'll have a few drinks. Yeah. I'll just start yelling.
And have a hot take about something. Like that Hall of Fame thing that we all posted.
Is that up yet?
Yeah, it's up. By the way, I pulled Tyler's photo off of Twitter. He looks like a model.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said, that can't be Tyler's photo.
I was scrolling down and I noticed everybody had a picture attached. I was like, I wonder where he's going to get this picture from.
Twitter. Yeah, because that's the only...
It's also my Facebook.
Is it? Name, yeah. Well, that was my next move, was I was going to go to Facebook to get it if it didn't work off of Twitter. But yeah, it's like Tyler on the beach
it's
looking
off.
It's
funny, you use a picture of me from like literally the year we met.
That's the only one that's in there. And it's ridiculous because we've taken so many photos around here that just disappear into the ether.
It's funny, I have a red beard in that picture. Like before, it was pre-gray.
Well, don't you like that? Wouldn't you rather have that?
I'm also like 40 pounds heavier. Like,
you're not that heavy in that photo.
Oh, yeah. You can tell when I'm fat, my eyes get really small because my cheeks get really big.
Like, well, can I give you a little inside information here?
Sure.
It's a pain in the ass to go look for photos for that many people.
Okay.
So I pulled yours out of the system that was already in there, was already in the Sports Map system.
Okay.
The only other one was on the Sports Map launch when you and I were both in it, and that didn't work. So if you have a better photo you want to send to me,
I'll send you one.
I will gleefully change it out.
In regards to Ken Hoffman's photo, there's no photos of Ken Hoffman taken after 1988. Like, every picture is him, like, as a 35, 40-year-old man. Like, he refuses to do the Facebook aging challenge.
Won't even do, if he's in here with Charlie, he turns the cameras away.
Really?
So you can't see him.
What is he, Howard Hughes or something? What is going on here?
Yeah. Listen, own it.
Yeah.
Own what you are. Be happy with who you are. A32 says Patrick Creighton's radio voice sounds a lot like Rick from Rick and Morty. I haven't really noticed that because there's no burps in it.
Right.
But speaking of which, there was I told you I played that Derby Wars contest on Sunday that I finished second in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the horses that ran second for me was named Pickle Rick. And I just thought that has got to be, whoever owns that horse is the coolest person ever. And I wish I was back to calling races, because I'd like to call a race with Pickle Rick in it so I can go, it's Pickle Rick! But and about a third of the audience has any idea what I'm talking about there. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I do have one more non-sportsy thing to get to before we move on to the next segment. I don't know why it came up a couple weeks ago. We're talking about The Who and how they weren't doing like big tours and stuff anymore.
Right.
Well, guess who's coming out with an album?
The Who?
Yes. Their first album of new material in 13 years. I don't remember the one from 13 years ago, I have to say. I'm kind of against bands like that doing new albums, because I don't know how often they're any good. I guess like Paul McCartney still puts out a good album every now and then, at least a few songs. But like every time when I'm listening to Hair Nation on Sirius, I'll talk, this band has a new album.
And I don't want to hear new albums.
No, I just
want to
hear
bands.
The same stuff you did 30 years ago.
Just
because
play the hits, bro.
You only had three good hits to begin with. So just play those. Don't add a bunch of new stuff that's going to sound awful. But he says fans could expect dark ballads, heavy rock stuff, experimental electronica, sampled stuff, and Who-ish tunes that began with a guitar that goes yang-a-dang.
That doesn't sound good to me.
No, it kind of sounds like almost every album they ever did. Dark ballads, heavy rock stuff, experimental electronica. I don't know about the sampled stuff. That's new. But Yang-a-Dang. I don't remember Yang-a-Dang as a guitar riff for The Who.
I just feel like we've done that. And I like The Who, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I actually love The Who. But I don't need more. I don't need more from your catalog. I don't need any new Rolling Stones albums. I don't need any of those bands. I've had enough.
Well, I kind of think, you know, it's all a teenage wasteland now anyway. So.
All right. I hate you.
Oh, everybody does. Welcome to the club, pal. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And guys, you want to get in on some poker action? Well, there's great poker action right here in town. And I will say this. In all honesty, I love Lions Poker Palace as much as I do any room in Vegas. It's fantastic. It's high class. They have tournaments out the you-know-what. And how about one tonight at 6:30? Late registration until 8:40. $4,000 guaranteed for a $40 entry. $4,000 guaranteed.
That's good dough for a $40 entry.
Yeah, and the weekends, man, they've just been crushing it. They've got $25,000 guarantee. I mean, it just that's on Saturday. And Sunday, they've got a $15,000 guarantee. If you want to play No Limit Hold'em, you want to play Pot Limit Hold'em, they got you covered on all of it. And I'm telling you, go see my guys, George and Najib. You will love this room.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to stop in and see it for yourself. It really is something to behold. It is a Vegas-style room right over there on Richmond. 6134 Richmond Avenue, in fact, is the address. Great food menu. TVs all over the place. They'll have the games on Sunday. BYOB, which is always a nice thing to have. And tournaments going nonstop. Check them out, Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue. Follow them on Facebook for details on their tournaments and other information. That's Lions Poker Palace.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. From the Gau Studios in Houston, you're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Tuesday. We'll get the phone call next, but can I make fun of something first?
Is it me?
No.
Okay, then yes, I'll allow it.
Let's say you're at Rice.
Okay.
You should be pretty smart, right?
You would think.
If you're the athletic director at Rice, you should have pretty good spelling, right?
Did somebody spell hamburgers wrong?
No. Okay. But they issued a press release after the UTEP game where they kind of got screwed at the end, right? And they should have won the game.
Okay.
And they looked at it and said, yeah, you should have won the game, but we can't change the outcome.
Okay.
So they...
That was a tough loss. So
it was. It was brutal. But, I mean, it's Rice. Who cares? They're not any good. But they sent out this press release that says, obviously, we're disappointed in the outcome of last Saturday's game. When we looked at the video, we thought that there was ample evidence to overturn the outcome. But there's also a framework that we work with within the conference office. And I have the utmost respect for Commissioner Judy McCloud. You know what? I have the utmost respect for you guys, too.
Yeah.
Don't put that in a press release, Rice. Come on, man.
That's not ideal.
No. It's utmost. I have the utmost respect for people who get that word right. I'm not asking for a lot. Yeah, I mean, I could see if that were coming from the University of Houston.
Yeah. Ideally, when you're smart,
I went to UH, I get it. But when you're Rice, you should have more than the utmost respect for people.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in a call real quick. Boosh, what's up?
Hey, sports boys.
Sports.
Hey, so at the beginning of the season, I'm a Saints fan. At the beginning of the season, I put a $50 bet down on the Saints to win the conference. So I'm going to be in Vegas Saturday, and my question to you is, I'm thinking if everything's going well, I'm going to let it ride, but I'm thinking I'm going to hedge it and maybe put some money on the Rams, you know, like half of it, so I walk away a winner no matter what. If I do that, what's the proper number to do?
Well, what odds are you getting on the Saints to win the conference?
Oh, I'm sorry, $600.
So 12-1.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm you, I'd probably just put $100 on the Rams.
Yeah,
and then you walk away with $500 if you if the Rams or if the Saints win. I think that's probably the best way. You double your investment.
Yeah, Rams money line though.
Yeah, it's got to be Rams money line because they're a dog. So.
And that way you walk away with 30 or 40 bucks if the Rams win.
Yeah, if the Rams win, you, I mean, what's money line? Plus 130 or 40?
Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet, but that's the way I would do it because, hey, listen, you've got a good ticket there. You could hedge it to where you basically win a couple hundred if you want, but then you're taking your 6-1 down. Trust your first instinct. Get your money back plus a few bucks.
Or if you feel like the Rams are going to win the game, hedge a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I think it just depends on how you feel about the game.
How do you feel the game's going
to
go?
And if you feel good about your Saints, just get enough to get your money back plus a few bucks for a beer. And that way you're not cutting into your 6-1 payoff as much.
Yeah.
You turn it into a 5-1, which, you know, that's nothing wrong with that. That's better odds than I would have thought you'd have gotten.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And you see the... I saw a story that's kind of interesting about the Colts and Chris Ballard, because there's all these rumors about how the Colts are going to go after Le'Veon Bell and all this. A guy wrote out of Indianapolis that says those guys are never coming here. He says that the Chris Ballard is all about, you know, the locker room and building it the right way, and they've built their team the right way. Now, I also think you get to a certain point, maybe Le'Veon Bell puts you over the top. Maybe Antonio Brown puts you over the top. Maybe they're both divas and make things worse for you, though.
That's possible, too.
I kind of agree with, and it's a really good story, and it's on usatoday.com if you want to check out the whole thing, but I kind of agree with stay the course for another year with what you got. And if you're close next year and don't get there, then I might jump in and go after some big dogs to try to augment the roster.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't blame them if they wanted to add another receiver or something like that. Keep adding to that defense, which...
But they've also got a lot of draft picks.
That's true. I mean, I feel like you don't need to bring in some big-time free agent to make this team a winner. They play in a division where they've got as good a shot as anybody of winning every year as long as Andrew Luck's healthy. I wouldn't rock the boat. And I say the same thing about the Texans. I'm not looking to bring in Le'Veon Bell. You've got bigger worries. Bigger problems, bigger needs.
If there were a Le'Veon Bell of the offensive line, though, a guy who was a real problem but was that talented, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
But that's a different animal. 832 says, apologize, been out of town. Just heard you guys will be in Vegas this weekend. I'll be there as well for a birthday trip. Where are you sitting up? Well, we're at MGM. And I won't be leaving the MGM much at all this trip because, you know, for one thing, I have a lot of work-related stuff to do besides the show. But I absolutely love MGM. It's my favorite one, because the one great thing about MGM is if you don't want to leave,
you don't have to.
Everything you could possibly want is right there.
Yep. I like that too.
Yeah. I might head over to that sports book at Park MGM at some point. That thing is really nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's across the street, but, I don't know. We'll see. I probably won't be leaving there. 832 says, how can I learn more about this betting stuff? Sounds interesting. There's a great audiobook by AJ Hoffman that's available and called you can find it on GalMediaPublishing.com. Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style. Chase says he just tweeted out his picture of Jesus just left Chicago, just got in time for his flight tomorrow. And he wants to know how much it would cost to sponsor the studio. That is a Todd question.
That is a Todd question.
Yeah, I don't know. But enjoy it. Let me know what you think of it. Now available on Apple Books for people who are into that. It's on Amazon if you want the print copy. And as I've told everybody, I will sign it if you bring it to any Blitz event. And tentatively, the Saturday after the Super Bowl, Saturday afternoon, we're going to have the official release and book signing party. So if you want to wait for it then, we can have a few drinks. And if you've already got it, bring it and I'll sign it. And if you've already read it, I want to do a little session with people who've read the book and kind of talk about you know, with no spoiler alerts for the people who haven't, but kind of talk about the sequel a little bit. Let them know what's coming next.
All right.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Let me see. I'm also staying at the MGM. Are you guys playing any tournaments? I'll probably play the 10 o'clock on Thursday, 10 o'clock p.m., and then 10 p.m. Friday. I'm probably playing those two, depending on how my night goes, because I'm going to have dinners and stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I won't be playing Friday because I'm going to be at the ZZ Top concert. But I'm definitely playing Thursday, and I'll probably be playing morning tournaments Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we'll probably wander over to the Excalibur for those. Yeah. 9 a.m. tournament, I think, is what it is. Just depends on
how the night goes.
It is. I've come to find that it's probably the most winnable tournament.
Oh yeah,
on the Strip. I don't know how many times I've won it in the last three or four times we've been out there, but it's more than three or four.
Well, and the last time we went, I played the, I guess it was the 8 o'clock one, and it went by really fast, and I finished second, and then came over and played with you guys at Mandalay.
Yeah,
and we split that one. So, but yeah, that Excalibur tournament is pretty easy. The play is really, really loose, and I mean it's $40, so nobody's too worried about the money.
Yep.
But the MGM one I think is 80 on at 10 o'clock, and thing is, I like the Aria has one for 120 and. Venetian has one that's over 100. I just don't like leaving the, is it really worth leaving the casino for $40?
But then, I mean, sometimes we wander over to the, depending on how many people are signed up at the MGM, sometimes we'll walk over to Mandalay and play there because they've got a good tournament.
That too. 10 o'clock at Mandalay is basically a sit and go.
Yeah, it moves pretty fast.
And it's usually 10 and sometimes 11 or 12 people. You can buy in there's a slim chance, depending on we get there tomorrow, if we really rushed, we could probably buy in late for that.
Yeah.
But it's a fun tournament because sit and go, which both of us happen to be pretty good at.
Yep.
Squeeze in Quentin. What's up, Quentin?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Sports.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, former intern. Just kind of wanted to get my 2 cents about the game. I know that you're going to get more into it later as the week progresses and as we head towards Sunday. I just want to ask you a couple of questions. One, what do you think the keys to the game are for the Chiefs to win on Sunday? And two, if by chance the Chiefs actually win on Sunday, do you think this could be the handing of the torch from Brady to Mahomes, or is that kind of an overstatement?
I think it's going to take winning more than one Super Bowl for the torch to ever be passed from Brady to someone else. Like if Pat Mahomes or Patrick Mahomes wins this year and next year, you could maybe see that's a passing of the torch. But
what if Patriots come back next year strong as ever and Brady's strong as ever
Does
and they win?
Think
and
Nick Foles took the torch from Tom Brady last year? Yeah. I don't think anybody believes that.
But I do think it's intriguing that you have two veterans in their 40s and two guys who are high draft pick, first round talents, MVP candidate types. Yeah, it on the surface, if they both win, if it winds up Kansas City and L.A., it looks like a changing of the guard. But you know what? The way that Breeze played this year, I don't know that he's done. Brady's not done. And we'll see how Mahomes does in year two as a starter. We usually see some regression. Although I really like that. That guy is so much better than I thought he was going to be in college. It's not even funny. So, but yeah, I think it's a little early for torch passing.
Yeah.
Unless it's tiki torches.
Yeah, we're not there.
Yeah.
Even tiki torches.
So, guys, I was just telling you about that before and after photo, and it'll be on Channel 13.
You were so fat.
I was, and I managed to get rid of a bunch of that thanks to Innovative Lasers, and it's a really cool treatment. They use the Zorona laser, and basically you go in there in less than an hour, and you get treated. And you basically lose up to 3 to 11 inches in 2 weeks. And depending on how much you need to lose, and I needed to lose a lot. If you see that commercial, you'll see why. But if you don't need to lose that much, man, it's such a quick process. And it's cool. It's pain-free. I actually go to the gym after I go there, so it tells you how easy and smooth it goes. And right now, you can be among the first 100 to call 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN, you're going to get 50% off the regular price and 3 sessions free. Take advantage of the special offer. You lose inches in fat without any painful procedures or downtime. You get more energy. You can change your life. Give them a call. The ladies over there are fantastic. They're going to take care of you. They're going to walk you through the process. And 281-888-3094. Mention ESPN 97.5 and get 50% off your regular price and 3 sessions free in this special offer. For more information, log on to InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com. It's a new year. Make it a new you. InnovativeLasersOfHouston.com.
From the Gau Studios in Houston, you are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
Be happy to take some phone calls. I admit, half my mind's already in Vegas. All the wheels are turning. It's one of the reasons I'm in such a good mood. I can't wait to get there. And it's actually not going to be a rush for us because tomorrow we're only on until 5:30 because of Aggie basketball. So we'll actually have time to go to the airport, have a few drinks.
You're nice not going to drink before we fly out, are you?
I don't know. Of course I am. What do you think?
Okay.
What do you think?
All right.
So, yeah. A couple other things that I wanted to get to. You know, it was prancing around here very excited today wearing his Syracuse hoodie.
Jordan?
No, Charlie Palillo.
Oh, okay. We have a few Syracuse guys. Yeah, I guess the radio business in general has a lot of Syracuse
I think we
guys.
Got a couple over on the network side, too, don't we?
I'm sure.
No, I think it's just Charlie and Jordan.
Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
Well, we used to have a bunch of...
Was Brian Barrett was a
Barrett
Syracuse,
was Syracuse
guy, right?
Yeah, but he's...
Where's Jake from?
New York.
Okay. So Syracuse is in New York.
That's true.
But, like, isn't there some... there's guys in the market, like, at other stations who are from Syracuse, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is Paul Gallant a Syracuse guy?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I think
he is. All these radio guys who aren't from Texas... They're all from Syracuse or like the Connecticut School of Broadcasting or something like that.
Palillo was roommates with Tirico.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's got to feel disappointing. No offense. Charlie's had a good run, but
That would be like being roommates with Jordan at North Carolina. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what you do. But there have been a bunch of Syracuse guys. I know that the network at one time we had like three or four. That came through there.
Too many.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of biased towards people from Texas or people from Houston doing that, but okay. Somebody asked what happened with my car. It turned out that it's like $1,000 is what it's going to cost me. Yeah, but it wasn't the stability track thing that came up and popped on there. It was the fuel injector and two of the cylinders were misfiring, and it was causing that to happen because I knew it was jerking a little bit, so... Yeah, two new cylinders, fuel injector, $1,000. But that's all right. I get my car back tomorrow, which...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like I said, it cuts into my bankroll a little bit, but I don't know how much gambling I'm going to get to do on this trip, so it may just...
I mean, you're going to win anyway.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point. Instead of, I'll just play a little 1-3 instead of 2-5 or 2-5 instead of 5-10 and build up the bankroll there. I can do that. You know, we have the technology.
Hey, what are your thoughts on what we've seen from James Harden lately?
Well, are we going to – let's skip over the record missed three-pointer game.
The Orlando game?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I got a tweet last night of like – he said, I'm bumping for further conversation. This is the guy who's always talking to me about James Harden, about how great he is. And I said, I noticed you didn't bump this after the Orlando game, but where's, I mean, first of all, if you had a MVP vote, who gets your MVP vote at this point?
Right now it'd be him, but I still think it's a wide open race because you're also asking me while he's on a Kobe stretch.
Right.
And just doing ridiculous things. And again, last night they didn't, he's a one man show right now. And he's and 57. I mean, that's above average. But yeah, I think right now he'd be my MVP. But there's a lot of basketball left to go, and I mean, we're not even to the All-Star break yet. And I still think it's going to come down to where you finish,
right?
And that has a lot to do with it. I think they're going to wind up being top three in the West when it's all said and done. Although this Capella injury, I don't know. That's didn't really bother him last night. But that's a big piece to what they do. And, you know, you could argue he's their second best player.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Paul's a better player, but considering how often he's on the floor, and now that Capella's out. But, I would have him number one right now.
I think I would have Giannis number one, but I think James Harden's right there with him.
I'd flip it. I'd have it the other way around.
Okay. I really think with LeBron getting hurt, the only other guys that you can even have a discussion about are Steph Curry and Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I was going to say Kawhi Leonard's really high on my list right now too. And Curry's always going to be there. Plus he's doing ridiculous things this year too when he's healthy.
But you know what? Maybe
what Leonard has done with the Raptors. I mean, I know they won the most games in the East last year, but can you look at that team last year and look at what they are now and tell me last year's team was better?
No.
I mean, he's made a huge difference there. He's actually got me watching Raptors basketball.
God, the one other guy. It's almost crazy to say this, but Jokic in Denver.
Yeah.
It's almost, when you look at his stat line, it's almost unbelievable. He's two assists from averaging a triple-double. And, I mean, he just had back-to-back triple-doubles. Tied Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for second most career triple-doubles by a center. And can now chase Wilt Chamberlain's record of 78. So he's got he's got 21 career triple-doubles, tying Kareem. And now the only guy ahead of him is Wilt Chamberlain. That's wild to me. And since the calendar turn, since January, 27.2 points per game, 12.5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1.5 steals. And obviously the Nuggets are the surprise leaders in the Western Conference. So you got to, I mean, maybe that guy deserves
some
credit.
Yeah, he needs to be in that conversation too. But I just think
think it's going to be hard for him to maintain that.
Yeah. And there's no way that Harden's going to keep putting up these kind of numbers either. I don't think if he does, then you're going to have to give it to him. But I would say those are the names that I would throw out there, and I'd have Harden first right now. Boy, this is
the biggest flaw right now for Harden, averaging 5.7 turnovers per game.
But that's always been his,
tying a career high, and his last five games 7.3. turnovers per game.
That's been a problem with him for a long time, that and those streaks of not hitting threes on occasion and the playoffs. Other than that, but it's a regular season
award.
He's
a damn good player. I mean, he's having a damn good season. And
wow, here's some breaking news from TSN in Canada. Can confirm that Saskatchewan Rough Riders head coach and GM Chris Jones is leaving the CFL to take a job with the Cleveland Browns. Boy, that's going to make my wife happy. She hates that guy.
Yeah.
But good for him. I don't know. What's a parallel job in the NFL to head coach and GM?
Like a head coach and GM in the CFL?
Yeah.
I would say coordinator.
Yeah, you would think. But they already filled their coordinator jobs, didn't they?
Maybe he's going to have like
some sort of... Yeah, they got Steve Wilkes as a defensive coordinator.
Maybe some sort of assistant GM. I don't know.
Maybe. That'll be interesting to see. Maybe it was just a nice... you better take any job because we're going to fire you thing.
That's quite possible.
So,
and
of course, if you're going to get another job.
Oh, look what you just did. Look what you just did. You'd go to My Computer Career, which is, guys, if in 2018 we're like, man, I need to start something new. And you're like, I'm going to do it in 2019. I'm going to change my life. Have you thought about an IT career? If it's because you're not a math whiz or a computer whiz, whatever, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in just months, not years. You attend classes on campus or live online just a couple times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Make new year, new career your resolution. Take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Hey, Houston. This is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. Check out sportsmap.com today, please. I'm asking really nicely. There's so much good stuff on there today. Raheel had a really interesting column where he goes through and looks at tenures for coaches before they win a Super Bowl and what your percentage is of winning if you've been there as long as, say, oh, just to throw out a couple names, Jason Garrett or Bill O'Brien.
Right. They've been around for a while.
History not good when you've been that far without winning a Super Bowl. Charlie Polillo has a James Harden video. We were just talking about him. Jermaine Every did a piece on the Rockets team comparing them to 94-95 Rockets.
Oh, boy.
He makes some fair points. I'm a little stretch to me, but okay. Patrick Creighton returned with a column on how tough this stretch is going to be for the Rockets without Clint Capella. And
I thought he would return with a column on how it's going to be roommates with Nick in Vegas. Mm.
Who's on top in that situation?
Nick better hope.
It better be Nick. And AJ has his weekly college basketball roundup, which is really good. And the main thing on there, we went around and asked everybody to vote, give their Hall of Fame votes for baseball. It was Todd's idea.
Todd's a purist.
And, oh, dude, I got to tell you about Todd. He sent me his this morning. He had on a spreadsheet. He had comment. He had something on every single person eligible.
Yeah.
It took me about an hour to sort through that and make it readable.
Who's the other? Jake Asman was the other non-steroid in the Hall of Fame guy, right?
Yeah, he was dead set against it. So
Jake doesn't. Jake's like 14. He never even saw any of those guys play.
He is a young. I don't know exactly. I think he's 23.
Like 23.
Yeah, because he was in that story.
Well, he can be a purist because they started testing before he was born.
Yeah. Come on, dude. This is a good question. Was he alive? Let's do some quick math. Was he alive during the Maguire Sosa?
Yeah, he'd be like two, but he won't remember.
He's barely alive.
A toddler, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Although he's so sports oriented, I wouldn't be shocked if his parents had him propped up in front of the TV watching.
That's quite possible.
Yeah. So AJ only had two names on his list that he would vote for.
That's all that was needed.
Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
And there's the other guys. Mariano Rivera should get in the Hall of Fame. Manny Ramirez, probably Hall of Fame worthy. I feel like I may have been the only one who mentioned Gary Sheffield.
Yeah, I think you were. Oh, well, Todd mentioned him, of course.
I left him out because I absolutely hate him.
Why do you hate him?
I just do not like him.
He's a beautiful man.
First of all, Gary Sheffield is like nearly a career 300 hitter, like 290 something, 500 something home runs, like 1600 plus RBI. Dude had like the most violent swing ever. Like I just loved watching him hit because like it's kind of what I try to teach my son is if you go up there and you swing as hard as you can, good stuff will happen.
He had the crazy bat.
Yeah, yeah, that's too much.
As hard as you can under control.
Right.
Yeah, and not just swinging from your feet and losing your balance and all that stuff. Although even now, now and then that works too.
But think about this. Think about how much he moved that bat, and he was still able to be such a good hitter swinging as violently as he was. I mean, I feel like maybe he gets he's underrated as Hall of Fame candidate.
Maybe so. Todd put him in his X factors, but said
yeah,
Mitchell
Todd's like
report
Mitchell
blues.
Report, but Todd also like he's of the belief that if you got listed on that report, you did steroids. If you weren't listed on the report, you didn't do steroids. And I said that's like saying everybody who's ever committed murder has gone on trial, been convicted, and is now in prison. No,
it's like you go to a concert and a bunch of people get busted for weed, and a bunch of people don't. Well, the ones that didn't must not have done
it. They weren't smoking weed.
Either that or they passed it to somebody else just at the right time. So my four or five, I had five. I had Clemens, Bonds, Rivera, Manny Ramirez, and I have Roy Halladay, who I think was a dominant starter for a long time.
I'll hear him.
But I can't see doing more than five. So there's a lot of other people on here. Granado's got his, and Tyler has his.
How many did you turn in, Tyler?
Well, I didn't. Did not read the instructions correctly, so I turned in 10.
Oh, you
I didn't realize it. Yeah.
Were there some guys that if you realize, I mean, would you exclude any of them?
I wouldn't put Berkman on there, and I think that was the only name that Granado and I's list differed.
I really need to stop giving people instructions because I spelled it out pretty clearly.
Nobody listens.
Yeah, that you could pick up to 10.
Well, I think they don't realize that, I mean, real Hall of Fame ballots.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean, you could pick zero.
Well,
if you want.
Not only that, I told everybody, if you want to just list your guys, that's fine. If you want to put a little comment, you can.
Yeah.
Some people commented, some people just listed. I'm not going to name names, but somebody sent me an email today and said, I didn't have time to do comments, so I didn't do them. You know, thanks for reading my email. It was pretty clearly spelled out.
I think Palillo's point on Halliday was apt. Because I figured...
Apt, that's a word Charlie would use. You've obviously been spending a lot of time.
Just because he did pass away, I think that does help his case for being a first-time...
Oh, you're always famer. Better when you die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look, everybody gets more famous when they die. Barry had Rivera, Clemens, Bonds, and Manny, which I thought that was pretty good.
Who had that?
Barry Laminack.
Okay.
Patrick Creighton's got a bunch. Eric Sandler has a bunch. Ken Hoffman has Bonds, Sosa, Roger Clemens, and Rick Ankiel. But he says he'd vote him in because he's trying to get back into baseball, and it'd be weird to have a current Hall of Famer on the roster.
So he would put Sammy Sosa in and not Mariano Rivera?
Apparently so.
That's weird.
Yeah. So
I never thought, like... So Sammy Sosa is one of those guys who, can we all agree, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, these are guys who, whether you believe they did steroids or not, can we agree that they were great baseball players before steroids?
Absolutely, but...
Does anybody think Sammy Sosa was like on his way to a Hall of Fame career before steroids?
No, and that was...
He was like a barely rosterable player for a while.
That was... I was arguing that with somebody, but... The thing about Bonds and Clemens, and I will always say this, there is no proof on either one.
And I told this to Todd. We were talking about it today.
I saw his list,
and I said, listen, if you want to exclude a guy like Manny Ramirez, for instance, who failed a drug test, okay, that's fine. I understand. Sammy Sosa, I believe, failed a drug test, right?
Yeah.
But Bonds and Clemens never failed a drug test. Basically, people took the word of drug dealers over drug users. Well, and I don't know that that's necessarily like the best way to go about it.
And I kind of, this is how I phrased it in the story. And, you know, I don't know much about the law, but I watch a lot of Law and Order.
Right.
This is
you watch more than anybody, I think.
Uncorroborated testimony of a co-conspirator and circumstantial evidence. Between those two things, you cannot convict.
I'm with you.
And the other part about it is Roger Clemens went before Congress and testified that he did not do it.
Yeah.
Under threat of perjury. So either believed he didn't or he didn't. And I think it's silly. And you know what? You don't have any proof. You really don't. Basically,
You're making assumptions.
Barry Bonds said he was giving something he thought was flaxseed oil and put it on his arms.
Yeah.
So are we automatically going to believe these guys who are the criminals? I don't know. And that doesn't mean that they're not lying. But I think to say that they used unequivocally, then you're buying what the criminals are saying.
Yep. Is there a comment section on Sports Map yet?
No.
Is that ever going to happen?
We can turn them on at some point. I'm not ready to do that yet because I have to be honest.
You don't want to hear what anybody has to say.
No, it's not that. It's just most until we can figure out a way where we're not getting bots all the time.
Oh, okay.
Or spam like you can lose 50 pounds in 50 days. Yeah. Those things that show up on every single comment thing. Hopefully, we'll get it sorted. But that's been my decision not to turn it on yet. So, blame me. All right, guys. Well, don't blame me for this because you know what you can do tomorrow night since we're going to be in Vegas and you still want to get your gamble on? Why don't you go to Gulf Greyhound Park? Live races every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock and Sundays at noon. And, guys, this is a short meet. It's only going to February 23rd. And they don't have a lot of live Greyhound racing here at Gulf Greyhound anymore. Fortunate enough to have it last year and they have it this year. But it's pretty rare. So if you want to see the Greyhounds in person, now is the time. Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7, Sundays at noon. If you just want to go and get simulcasting, you can do that all the time. You can basically Greyhound and Horse Tracks, the best in America, 7 days a week. Gates open at 11. I can't tell you how many Saturday afternoons I spent down there just simulcasting and betting and drinking and having a good time at Gulf Greyhound, and you can still do that. It's located at exit 15 off the Gulf Freeway in Lamarck, so real simple. If you're on your way to Galveston, just take exit 15, head over there to the park, and for more information, you can visit gulfgreyhound.com. You can get the racing schedule on there, the simulcast schedule. That's gulfgreyhound.com. Get in on live Greyhound racing today.
ESPN 97.5.